Hey, it's Arslan.
Hello, Arslan, how are you? Chilmir.
Hey, good, Hilton, how are you?
I'm doing great myself. Yeah. So, I assume you saw my latest email, right?
No. Could you forward it to me?
I did, actually. I just sent to you. I sent to you on Wednesday, so yesterday, yeah.
Oh, really? Which email did you send it to?
Oh, let me confirm that. I have just one email, which is... What is this? Give me a second. For some reason, I can't. Let's see. And then, Arslan Akwanzuzu, Gmail.
What, how did you spell it?
Arslan.akwan011@gmail.com. Arslan. .akhavan.
011 at Gmail? Oh, like weird.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Let me check the spam.
Yeah, could mean spam.
Oh, there it is. Okay, sorry about
that's
that.
That's weird.
Okay, let's see. Hang on. Did my dad receive this latest email?
Yeah, I put place you in CC and strictly sent to him.
Okay. All good, all good. Let me just take a quick look now. I'm on the phone. I'll be quick. One sec.
Oh, no problem. Take your time.
Okay. Marion Thomas. United States of Success. Okay. So these are examples of accounts where Gnome is handling the marketing on the Facebook and Instagram pages.
One of our clients, one of the United States successes, our ex-client, they used to get social media marketing from us. We worked with them for a year, and then we stopped working with them. It took a while, but a few months back. Demon Quest, the one you see in the end, is the one we just started working on about a month ago, less than a month ago. Please hold a second.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All good, all good. Okay, no, I appreciate the info. I can let you know, though, I've spoken to my dad, and we determined that we're not going to outsource marketing at this time, though, so we are going to pass on the marketing package, respectfully. So just proceeding with the original deal of the publishing and the editing of Book 2 is what we're good for right now.
Okay. Did you talk to him, though? Because the reason why I'm just trying to, get through to you on this is because last time, if I remember the first book, I wasn't managing that project. However, your marketing on the first book didn't really work out that well, did it?
The what?
The marketing of the first book didn't really work out that well, right? And you guys didn't opt for social media marketing then either.
How do you define not working out well?
Well, actually, I talked to Bauman originally. He was the one who was proposing, we did that, and it didn't really, the first book didn't get enough sales and didn't create enough awareness.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
So that's actually why my team was recommending this. So
I understand why you're recommending it. I appreciate you recommending it. I appreciate hearing your marketing team talk about it. We've gotten all the info we need, and that is our decision.
Okay. So well, give it a look. If you change your mind, let me know. Okay.
Okay, but I just want to confirm, are we still just moving forward with the book publishing and editing for Book 2?
Yes, of course. That's not really related to this. We're still moving ahead with it. It's just something that since we were going for publishing, we usually do offer pre-publishing. That's why I was actually talking to you.
No, and I understand, Sheldon, and I appreciate it. But candidly, but between us, what I want to make sure does not happen is because my dad is a creative person and a very ambitious person, and he's very impressionable when it comes to pitches and marketing like this. And I just want to avoid, I want to make sure that no one else from your team is going to try out any other tactics to try to persuade us on marketing when I've already just told you that we're going to pass on it. So can you confirm that no one from book publishing is going to reach out to my dad and appeal to his, ambitions to make this book a bestseller, because I'm nervous about the tactics that Noam Book Publishing used last time, and I think ultimately we wasted a lot of money on that. So I just want to make sure that if I tell you that we're passing on marketing, that we are done talking about marketing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we can do that. I'm not sure what happened last time. Can you fill me in? What happened last time?
Nothing happened last time. Nothing happened. Everything was fine. Everything was fine, but from our point of view, it just does not match up to the cost of the marketing does not translate to what we needed to translate to. This is a small project that my dad has written, and we are very clear as to who the target audience is and who we want to buy the book, and a lot of it is just managing expectations for what we believe, where we believe the book ought to be marketed and sold.
Mm-hmm.
And so last time we spent a lot of money, it went to a lot of publications that we never heard about, and the process is what it didn't look as, I think it was just a disconnect between our expectations and the reality of the articles and the feedback. Like I said, it was all good, and I think we were right to buy it the first time. When it comes to the second time, I think what we've had to do is we just do not have the resources, frankly, to spend on outsourcing marketing anyway. And so, we've also passed to other marketing professionals on this for the same reason. I'm not just saying it's a known book publishing issue, but it's just that at this exact point, me and my dad and everybody need to get very clear as to what the actual product is and what the book is and how we can do our own marketing before we start outsourcing it. So that's sort of the tone of what I'm trying to get at is my dad is very creative. He's an artist and he loves dreaming big. And so he's very impressionable when it comes to, people who tell him that if he pays more that he can achieve more success. But I'm always very wary of that because I know that we have to do a lot more work internally to make sure that we are clear on strategy and target audience and all of the things before we can outsource it. I need to get very clear with my dad and with everybody involved of how we use Amazon, how we use Instagram, how we use YouTube ourselves, because any marketing campaign that we take on will be temporary anyway. We can't just it'll be what 6 months or 9 months, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do a lot more work internally to figure out our own strategy independently before we take on marketing consultants. So that's sort of the context of what I'm trying to get at. And I didn't mean to sort of come at you that way, but I understand that. Yeah.
By the way, just asking, you said you were in the service industry, right? What do you do?
I work in entertainment. I live in Los Angeles. I worked at a creative artist agency in the TV department at an agency, and then now I'm a TV producer for a high profile director.
Oh, that's nice. Now I understand your perspective more because you. No wonder you want to create your own internal marketing.
Exactly. And I think what you guys are offering is a good service for people who, don't have the understanding or the resources to do it themselves. But I feel confidently that we do have the resources to at least do better on our end. So respectfully, I think it's just a matter of like us demonstrating what we're capable of before we take on outside experts.
I do understand your perspective.
Thank you.
And I respect that.
I can assure you
that there won't be any situation where your dad is contacted and, he's not sure the right word, but basically I'm the only person dealing with this. That's why I introduce you to
no perfect
and
because I know and exactly, and it's not I don't want to accuse you guys or anything, but I because I know that like you know my promotions come up and it's like oh well there's a deal on marketing like I want to just be clear that like that it's not because of the timing or the money or anything. It is just that we are not taking on marketing at all, regardless of the promotion, regardless of the deal, regardless of the cost. That's what I meant by that.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well,
thank you so much.
I do respect your perspective. I was just the reason I was reaching out because initially when I talked to Diamond, he said he wanted to do podcasts and stuff like that. I assume you guys are still up for it.
No, so. I know, and it's it really is just like a personal matter of
yes,
we
I do.
Need to get more aligned internally on what the actual strategy is. And I think between us, it's a lot of it is me explaining that to my dad, and sort of communicating what I think is best for the project as well. So that's the other component to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, complete your own end. Okay. Complete your own end, see your strategy and, well, if you feel like it, talk to me on it. Okay.
Perfect, and you know I you know we will certainly keep you posted, and keep in touch if something changes down the road. But yeah, that is the decision for now. So I appreciate your understanding.
Yeah, I do. Of course, I given that the specific service you're in, I do understand that you would want to take this on personally.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. But let me know. I mean, do continue to keep me posted. I think the spine looks pretty good. I don't know if my dad's weighed in on that other stuff that you mentioned in your email, but I'll talk to him and make sure that if he owes you any responses that we get those done.
I sent it yesterday. I didn't actually get a response at this time. I'm actually waiting on a back cover as well from him, a back cover description,
okay.
So we can work on that, you know, finalize the book to its publishing.
Okay, good. I'll make sure we get that into you in a timely manner.
Okay. Cool. Once I deliver the final back cover, I'll have a short meeting with you guys again for the publishing. Okay.
Perfect. I appreciate it. And do you guys do Zoom meetings, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I think at some point it'd be helpful, maybe in the next couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
just as we get closer to the publishing date, just like a Zoom to sort of check in and make sure that like we're going through everything that we have. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's always helpful.
Okay, we can do that. No problem.
Great. So in a couple of weeks after we send a few emails and approve a few of the back cover and stuff, maybe we can reach out and just set like a check-in, you know, like wrap up Zoom.
Uh-huh. Okay. Cool. We can do that.
All right. Thanks, Sheldon. I really appreciate the call.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem. I'll contact you again on this, okay?
All right. Take care.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.